What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a great week. I'm Justin Martindale. Welcome to another episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. And I have with me a guest today, the elusive Chantreuse.
Ooh.
The stunning, the gorgeous producer, actress.
Keep going.
Nia Renee Hill. How are you, my love?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Do you like how I just accosted you in the parking lot of the store and just like literally threw myself at you?
Absolutely.
And was like, I want to be on your podcast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And I love you.
I
was like, I just want to be on your podcast. I don't know what compelled me to.
Yeah.
But I just was like,
you get it. You got the vibe.
I got the vibe from you. And I also want you to know that this morning I almost had a near death experience because of you.
Why? Well, God.
Allow me to explain.
Please do.
So I have been listening to your podcast over the last couple days and like loving it. So I was listening to your coverage of the Met Gala, or as you called it, the Meh Gala.
It was
hilarious. It was meh.
It was very meh.
And you were talking about Kaia Gerber and how you loved her look. And as I was listening, I was eating my gummy vitamins, my folic acid infused, you know, because I'm an older woman. And so I have to make sure I have my folic acid. So I'm eating these gummy, and you said something about her looking like she was first class on the Titanic. And I thought it was so funny. I literally got a gummy lodged in my throat.
Oh my God.
And I was going, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, it was literally like that level. I was like, the last thing I'm going to hear is Justin like screaming about
Kaia Gerber.
The fucking
like
mega. Not like this. Lord God, not like this. This isn't the way I envisioned it, but at least I was laughing. But no, it was obviously fine. I made it okay, but I was like, all right, I have to tell
you. I am
this.
So glad, because
so
I would have been done, because I would have never worked again. Because you are a wag of comedy.
Oh, a wag, yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like back in the day, you would call, and I mean, I think this is something that, you know, gross comic dudes came up with. But
gross comic dudes?
Yeah, what? I've never... I feel the women who were interested in comedians and would go to comedy shows and hang out, they would call them like chuckle fuckers.
Chuckle fuckers.
So
that's
this
a thing.
Is a thing.
Did you not know that?
I mean, I heard it, but I was like, that's rude, because I was like, I'm in a serious relationship.
The urban relationship, the urban legend is correct. That is the term. We call them chuckle fuckers.
Chuckle fuckers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I prefer wag, I think.
You're a wag. I mean, you're good. You're locked in. You're solid.
I'm locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't like I was sort of, you know, hanging around comics, like trying to pick one up. Not that that would be an issue if someone were to do that. I mean, I wouldn't advise it, but you know, that wasn't the deal. But yes, no, I guess I am considered a wag, a comedy wag.
You're a comedy wag, and if you don't know, Nia, her husband is this up and coming comic.
He's
he's workshopped
obscure.
Some things. Bill
he's
Burr.
He's getting there. He's getting there. Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. Yes. I mean, my God, the OG. Like, he's so great. He's so awesome. So,
oh, thank you.
I feel like I'm like in the cool club right now.
Oh,
so this is amazing.
Listen, baby,
for me.
You're right there. We're in it together. I'm fanning out just as much as you might be fanning out about me. Like, I'm like, it's not like it's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the fact that you care enough.
Yeah, and I'm glad you didn't choke, because then it's like I killed Bill Burr's wife. Yeah.
Right.
no pressure.
But she was laughing at, you know what I mean? Like, there are worse ways to go.
There is.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I almost died this weekend at DragCon.
Oh, what happened?
Do you and Bill watch RuPaul's Drag Race by any chance together?
We do.
At all?
Oddly enough, no. But I have seen it, of course.
It is. So it's the convention. It's like Comic-Con. So, you know, they haven't been able to do it for 2 years because of COVID. So they have... You know, now they have like franchises. They got Spain and Germany. They just announced they're doing Sweden. They're doing Germany. They're doing France. I mean, it's just
so this really is like the top model, where it started out in America and then it grew. And
so
funny. Okay.
So I had friends that I haven't seen in forever. It was really kind of cool, because it was just like creatives and LGBT creatives and drag queens and people who like make sell merch and all that kind of stuff. So it was really, really fun. However, I got to the convention center, I parked, I was like, okay, I'm good. And then I was like, you know what, I'm probably just gonna have two little hits off my vape real quick, just to relax me.
Sure.
And I walked in there and went, Oh, no. It was, I have not been that overly stimulated in so long where I was just like, this is how I die at DragCon, huddled in a corner, just like shaking like a wet chihuahua. But it was so fun. I'm wearing my Jackie Cox merch. She's a good friend of mine from New York.
Amazing.
And it was just so much fun, but it was a lot. I don't know how they did that for 3 days.
Did you do stand up there?
No.
You were just there to like hang out?
Yeah. I was just there to hang out, support, you know, just kind of like, you know, it's kind of weird because it's like I've seen all of these drag queens on television, but then you like see them in real life. So in a weird way, you kind of like fangirl out. You're just kind of like, oh, they do exist, especially like the international ones. You're like, oh, wow, you know, but it was so fun. And it was such a good time. And then afterwards, I went to like this dance party in Silver Lake that I was just like, oh, I am not gay enough.
That is a day. You went to DragCon, went to full-on party gay.
And they had cups that were red. Red means you're a top. Blue means you're a bottom.
Uh-huh.
Pink means you're verse.
Okay.
And black meant nope. And I picked nope.
You picked nope. You're like, not tonight.
I was like, no.
Not tonight.
Just here, just visiting.
So even though Bill and I have not watched that show together, we have been to Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, God. Really?
Several times together.
Oh,
yes,
my God. Absolutely. That's right by my house.
Yeah. Several times we've been there. Like, we really enjoyed the burgers, first of all. So
okay.
It was, like, legit. And then my sister had her last birthday there. So we did a brunch and everything.
Oh,
and it was so fun. And, like, it was funny because people who were recognizing him, they were like, oh, my God, like, you're here. And he was like, I love this place.
Oh my God.
It was great.
Next time you go, please call me. And I would love to just do that. Now, here's the thing. This was a huge story that happened. We just had the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Yes.
And we had the Oscars where there was like an altercation. You know, Chris Rock and Will Smith. And then recently with Chappelle.
Yeah.
Is this something that has been talked about in your household? Like,
yeah, no.
If someone rushes the stage now, apparently? Like,
well, I mean, I think for me, I'm definitely more concerned. I think Bill is trying to be very measured and not like, you know, hysterical about it. Obviously, they were none of the comics that I've spoken to or whatever have been happy about what happened in either case, of course. But he, you know, he tries to be very like low key and sort of downplay it. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Meanwhile, after what happened to Dave, and I've known Dave for a really long time. I used to work on Chappelle's show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and we had just been at the show, I think it was Friday. Bill did like 15 minutes on the show, and I think this happened the following Tuesday. But as soon as I saw that alert on my phone, I was on the phone with his tour manager and security, and I was like, you guys, I know you already know what happened. What are we doing to make sure? And they're like, we're on it. We're on top of it. So I'm certainly maybe a little bit more concerned than he is. And if he is, he's just sort of, like I said, trying to be very like even keeled about it. He's trying not to bring a lot of attention to it, too, you know, because he doesn't want it to become like, because it really does become like this domino copycat effect, too. And I feel like there's a certain amount of like notoriety that people get, you know, even if it's negative, even if you get your fucking ass handed to you like they did to that kid at Chappelle. And also, it's
oh my God, full picture.
Oh
like,
my God, they fucked him up as
like,
they should have.
God.
As they should have. Also, it's like Chappelle, like he's got 10 to 15 dudes on stage and around at any given point.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what this, I think he was mentally ill, obviously.
You think? Yeah.
But,
he did say he was doing it for like his grandmother or something, which I was like, what did Chappelle say to this grandmother?
I don't understand. Yeah, exactly. Something about gentrification. Like, I don't even understand what that means. But yeah, so that's definitely something that I have expressed my concern about to the people that take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that they are on top of that. But again, they were immediately, as soon as that happened, they were already kind of activated, to be sure. There was someone that stood up. He did the forum show at the Netflix as a joke. And there was someone that stood up and they were just kind of like animated. But security immediately was like running over to them and was like, hey, so I think everyone is much more aware, and I feel like there's actually going to be less of it.
I hope so, because
I hope so too.
It scares me because it's like, I talked about this a couple, I think maybe last week or the week before, where it's like I was doing a show in Brea, and this, like there was a rustling in the crowd, and I had to finally just stop the show and say, what is going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Why are we just verbally out talking?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the guy just goes, this show sucks. And I was like, well, then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you to be here. And the whole crowd is just like, just leave.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, now you made it weird.
Yeah, now you made it weird.
And I'm like, I'm sorry if I was threatening your masculinity.
Right, right.
You know?
But see, now, but the fact that you even have to sort of have that awareness as a performer, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You need to be on stage in your zone.
Exactly.
You don't need to be worried about what anybody else is doing. So yeah, that's the part of it. But like I said, he's being very like, no, it's fine, it's good. Meanwhile, I'm like, if anyone touches him.
Yeah.
You know, I go into that mode. So that's part of being a comedy wag, I think.
Yeah, you gotta like, sometimes you just gotta cut a bitch, you know?
Exactly.
Like if
exactly.
someone's coming. I mean, that's the thing. It's very territorial. And it's like, it's I feel like this pandemic has really like pushed people mm-hmm. mentally, physically, kind yeah. of just, you know.
People are out and they don't know how to act.
They don't know how to act anymore.
They forgot how to act.
At all. And I feel like everyone's kind of, you know, been in their apartments on their phones, just, you know, being able to troll and mm-hmm. finding something that they mm-hmm. want to talk about and like...
It's that
let it fester inside of them.
Exactly. And it's also that thing they call that parasocial relationship, which is something that a term that I just learned recently, where you really feel like you know these celebrities mm-hmm. or, you know, influencers or whatever, because you feel like you have a glimpse into their life. And so it makes for really blurry lines for people who are not well.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so. And it's also like at DragCon this weekend, I was walking with my friends and someone just grabbed my shoulder, just like a hey. And I was like, what the
yeah,
hell?
You can't. Just
and
touch
was just
me.
Like, I love you so much. I was like, okay, well, don't do that. It scared me.
Yeah.
like no one like just grabs me. No one. Yeah. None of my friends just go, ah, you
no,
know. So
no.
I was like, it was hands off. You can yes. say hi. There's ways. We have to. What's it called? We have to just like go back into the world with like manners and, mm-hmm. and etiquette that I feel like we've lost. So.
And performers are allowed to have boundaries. One of the things that like drives me crazy is when people are like, well, you're a celebrity. You signed up for it. You're in the public eye. It's like, obviously... People, what you want an audience, you want attention to a certain extent, but there has to be boundaries. You wouldn't just go to a stranger and do that. So why would you do? I'm a stranger to you.
Yeah.
You listen to my podcast. You like what I do. Awesome. But I'm still a stranger to you at the end of the day. So I think people just need to get a grip.
Yeah.
and not
on my shoulder. Yes, exactly. Get a grip, but elsewhere.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get into some hot topics.
Yes, let's.
This week. The Billboard Music Awards were this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
Mm.
You did?
Not all of it.
I was like,
not all of it.
Someone watched it?
No. I turned it on. I was like, the Billboard Awards are on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, these kids.
Yeah, and I was my children were in the room, and I was like, wait, do I keep this on? Like, is there going to be anything a little too over the top or whatever? But no, it was fine from what I saw. So I saw a little bit of it, but I didn't watch, like, the whole thing.
I remember being a kid and being like, the Billboard Music Awards, the American Music, like, all these award shows. I was like, yes, these were awesome. MTV mm-hmm. Music Awards, like, everything. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't know, I guess it's just because we're older.
I don't know.
But I'm like,
there's nothing. And also, I don't know
a lot of the
people that are on it.
I don't either.
I can't.
We just
so
talk about them, but we don't know. I can't even tell you. Yeah. So here's Machine Gun Kelly.
Right.
Machine Gun Kelly, which actually this outfit I'm not mad at all. So he was spotted with a $30,000 diamond manicure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is just, I think, a little over the top. But
was
I mean, he
really $30,000. Like, okay.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's what they say, but all right.
And how long did this take? So everyone was kind of like showing up, doing their thing. Mm-hmm. He was wearing this amazing Dolce & Gabbana turtleneck top,
mm-hmm.
spiked number.
Ooh, yes.
But everyone was talking about his manicure because it cost $30,000.
I promise you. So were there little diamonds like all in there?
Yeah, they were like little like encrusted. There was like 880 little diamonds, but also like I would just be watching my nails all night.
I was gonna say, how many do you think of those did he lose?
Yeah,
I feel like he probably lost.
I'm sure someone's just like what if someone like drops their phone and they're like, oh, let me get my phone. What is that shiny thing? Oh my god, it's a diamond.
It's a diamond. But the thing on his face is not a diamond. That's not real. But the thing on his nails are.
I mean these two they're really pushing me. Like Megan Fox.
Yes.
And him, like she was wearing like some like bodysuit or something. And then she text messaged her friend and was like, we had to cut a hole out in the front so we could have sex. It's like, we get
it.
Oh,
my God. Like, they are really playing from the Angelina Billy Bob playbook.
Yeah, but I mean,
from back in the day. But I feel like our appetite for that is just kind of like, ew.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, this is, you're just copying them.
Yeah, you're like, just being like,
oh, wow, you drink blood? How original.
I know, I was going to say, it's not original at all. It's not, and it's like, you're in love, you have sex, like, congratulations, but I don't feel like, I don't, does their lust for each other need to be part of the narrative? Is that all they have?
I think it's all they have.
Well,
I think it's all they have. Apparently, all of the proceeds of this manicure is... I know. That's where we're at. Is going to some, let's say, some charity proceeds in Cleveland.
What do you mean proceeds from the manicure? How are their proceeds?
They're putting together a collection of limited edition rings.
Okay.
So he collaborated with this like diamond place or whatever.
Okay.
Marrow Fine is the website.
Okay.
So yeah.
Are they conflict free? I mean, this is really the question. If we're going to talk about diamonds and how they're going to be used for some charity.
I just like a good blood diamond manicure, personally.
I know. Maybe I'm asking too much. Just leave it as it is.
Like, I get it, but it's also like, okay, so this isn't even like the biggest story that came out of the Billboard Music Awards. This was just one of them.
Sure.
Cara Delevingne is on something.
She's on that cocaine.
I have no idea what
she
it is.
She is doing a lot.
But so, like, did you see her at the Met Gala where she was like, she had that, like, red, like, tight little number on, and then she was like, no one's looking at me, and just took her,
and then
you know, top
off.
Yes. So everyone was talking about Cara Delevingne because she was fangirling over Megan Thee Stallion.
To the point where it's like, oh,
it was
okay.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, she's sort of doing the thing to have her dress kind of be sort of in you know, in motion as they took the picture, which is like, thank you, girl, but I have an assistant for that.
Right.
Why are you...
This is my moment.
This is my moment.
You're not a musician.
And you're scurrying around like a little keyed-up ferret.
Yes,
you
ferret
know?
Rodent.
And you're just doing the most. It's like... I also feel like, can you get out of this picture? Let Megan be in the picture.
Here's what's funny. So, yes, she did go from, like, picking up her train and fanning it. And then it was like, there was a moment where, you see those time traveler videos where, like, someone will take a corner and then someone will just walk across. And they're like, where did that person come from? And everyone's like, that's a time traveler. It happened at Disneyland not too long ago with the girl playing Wanda. There was, like, this man in a red shirt who just came out of nowhere. This is what happened. Like, she was talking to, Megan was talking to Doja Cat. And they were talking. All of a sudden, Cara popped out.
Video.
Yes. I was like, where the...
Popped.
She's like, hey, that's me. Cara Delevingne. It's like, good God, where did
but
you come from?
But wait a minute. Now that I think about it, were they each other's, like, date or something?
That's what I want to know.
Because if she's sitting next to her like that, if she's with her on the red carpet, maybe they went together?
As friends?
Question mark?
Are we bisexual baiting?
Maybe. But we know... Well, because we know Cara... is bisexual, lesbian? I thought, yes? No?
I think she's a lesbian.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay. She has not said anything about it.
She did. I want to say, God, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just an old
and
man.
We have
with
to be,
a,
we, again, and we can't be outing people who are not necessarily out. Regardless, yes, they were sitting together. She was with her on the red carpet, which leads me to believe that perhaps they're in this picture together, which leads me to believe that perhaps they were there together.
I think they were there together, and then Megan, like, immediately regretted it.
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Like, where you're like, oh, I'm going to invite this friend of mine, and we're going to go out, and then you're like, oh, no.
But there's always that part of you that's like, is this a good idea? Should I bring this person? Are they going to kind of holding your breath the whole time? But I don't know. You know, this is a mystery to me. But, you know, we love Megan and we're here for her. So if she wants to be friends with crazy extra Cara Delevingne, I mean, I guess, I don't know if I stand that, but yeah.
It is a lot. Like, she's just that, hey, like, it's just that weird, that scary neighbor. And
I saw her also taking pictures of maybe like DJ Khaled and somebody.
Yes.
And she was literally
on the ground.
Floor,
on the ground.
On her back.
What are you doing?
Photo. Like, what are you doing, girl?
Like, there's nothing more embarrassing than like that, that one friend who's just being so extra, and you can't say anything. But we're all just like, ugh. But I accept you.
But you're being so,
you're so
annoying.
Brave.
But you're being annoying as fuck.
You're
right
living
now.
Your truth.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I will say there was a Megan Thee Stallion posted a picture of Doja Cat and herself. And Kara was in that original picture, and she photoshopped Kara out, and it's just her and Doja Cat.
Listen, we all wish we could have photoshopped Kara out of that whole event because it was too much.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Kara. Stop it. Wow. Well, see, then there you go.
Yeah, so.
She slept for like 10 hours the next day.
Oh, you think? She took a long nap.
She needed a nap after
some
that.
Some liquid IV.
Indeed.
But yeah, so she was taking all the pictures, and here's a new trend that's happening right now. Are you familiar with duck face? Duck, or duck lips?
Duck lips, like, I know, right? Duck lips, that's been a thing for a minute, right? Okay.
It was just where girls just took a picture and they'd be super, pouty and just, my daddy's gone for a while.
So that'd be a pouty face.
Well, I mean, I have introduced my listeners to the luxury of Coastal Grandmother, which is like taking full... Do you know Coastal Grandmother? Coastal Grandmother is a lifestyle. We have Hot Girl Summer. Coastal Grandmother is just a woman with a hat.
The
drinking
aesthetic.
Her wine on the beach.
Sure. And a wrap.
Because
it gets a little chilly.
Yes.
By the coast.
With like just remembering like an old Ferris wheel from back in the day that you and your best
remembering.
Friend... Yeah. Like watching the pelicans coast on the ocean. You're just like, oh, this is it.
They're like, because, oh, my friend is back. Like, you know, you identify the birds that are, you're like, I remember
that. I remember that good old flock. Well, FOMO is out as well.
Fear
of missing out.
Yes, that's
now
done.
We have JOMO.
JOMO.
Which is the joy of missing out.
Oh, that's me.
Same.
That's me. That's JOMO.
Coastal Grandmother's JOMO. Jam with JOMO.
Can I Coastal Grandmother with you? Because that's really my vibe right now.
Absolutely.
I'm just more like, let's just sit.
Just sit.
I just want to sit. I don't want to wait for a table. I don't
want
to wait. I don't want to sit at like some like teeny little bar stool that my ass is like spilling off of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any of that. I want to sit and I want to relax and I want to have a nice quiet conversation with you.
I want goat cheese.
Ooh.
I want like a charcuterie board.
Yes. I want a nice brie. Absolutely.
And just chit chat, maybe like a fire pit.
A fire pit, a nice, cozy.
Yeah,
just cozy
that's it.
And just warm and comforted.
And you kids can go do all that.
Yeah, you can,
but
you
we're
can
gonna
do
be
whatever
here.
It is that you're doing.
Oh, we can't
no
make
FOMO.
It. Sorry, we have JOMO.
Yeah, exactly. JOMO.
So, yeah, so this is the new trend, dead face.
Dead face.
Just when you didn't think it could get any crazier, dead face is sweeping the nation. Here we have, this is a... Angel Girl, Perfect Angel Girl, Brooklyn. Perfect Angel Girl. This is the she used to be a porn
Euphoria.
Star. Now she's on Euphoria.
She's on Euphoria,
but she already has like a dead face. But also, she kind of dead face is a little like it's a mix between like stoner face and like.
But is it
blow up doll face?
Is it dead face or is it just you don't know how to pose or you forgot how to pose or you don't care to pose? Like I don't see how that is a. Oh, is this dead face?
I mean, that's just Bella Hadid.
That's just her face.
That's just her face. That's,
she's gorgeous.
But I mean, Dua, that's not
dead
face. No, don't do my Dua like that.
If anything, she's kind of smizing a little
bit. She's just giving a little like dead face to me is like full on. Like Billie Eilish is like, I feel like classic dead face. We're just staring.
You're just staring into my soul.
You look like Corpse Bride.
Yeah.
You look like you're like going to like a Tim Burton convention.
It's certainly lifeless. It's certainly
it
life.
So that's
it's giving
new...
no life.
And it's crazy.
I don't live.
I have. Do you have friends? I mean, how do you like a? I was telling my boyfriend this last night that I have a hard time taking pictures because I'm such like a fun uncle. I think where it's like if someone wants to take a picture with me, they're I'm always like.
Oh, you're always doing like the extra.
It's
like,
not the
extra,
but I'll just smile. Like I'll have my arm around someone and smile, and then I'll take the picture or I'll look at the picture, and the person next to me is just like, and I'm like, "What is this? What is this alien being next to me?"
I can't. The thing is, if someone's taking a picture of me, I will immediately like smile as big and cheesy as I can, and I hate it.
Yeah.
But if I take a selfie where I can kind of control the situation, I can give more of a face that's less insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I was a person that didn't smile with so much teeth. But when I was in like preschool or something, I will always remember this. We did picture day. My mom was looking at the pictures and I was just smiling, no teeth. And she was like, you have to smile with your teeth. You need to show teeth. And so that got into my head.
Yeah, same.
And ever since then, I smile so big. And anytime I've done the red carpet or anything with Bill, I'm smiling so hard that my face starts to shake. Okay? That's how hard it is that I'm smiling. And I just can't seem to figure out like, I can't
do
that. A
quivering smile.
Yeah, it's just like, and I'm thinking they can all see this. I look terrible. But it's just, but dead face as an alternative, I don't know about that. I feel like you still have to give some kind of life.
Yeah.
Not go full crazy.
I just feel like it's weird. Like, I just feel like they're like, like, it's just like, what are you, what, are you a porn star? Like,
yeah.
Are you just like, I'm like, are you farting? Like, what's going on here?
Is it the non-effort that's the thing? Because I feel like maybe people are like, oh, you're doing too, like, it's too much. You need to sort of act like you don't care as much.
But I think if you're not, sometimes if you're trying to come across as not caring, mm-hmm. it's coming across as like, oh, you're doing too much. At least true. I see that.
Right.
So if like I see someone who's like, I'm like, you just look, you look like that girl. Like, I don't know. I don't even like know what to say. You're just like,
people say practice in the mirror, but it's like, I'm not like 15. Like, where you sort of do all these things in the mirror. But I'm not going to practice smiling or not smiling or giving a face. Like, it also, when it happens, like picture happens, I'm not thinking, oh, go into this mode. But maybe I need to practice more.
No,
maybe,
you have a great smile. We have great smiles.
We are killing it on the smile. Yes, so, all right. So we can move past
that. Well, let's see who's killing it on the old NFTs.
Non-fungible.
I have no idea.
Tokens?
I just call them NFTs.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
I mean, it's another week and another week of news. And I had this story sent to me so many times this past weekend where everyone's like, please talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna, who is my favorite non-fungible token. revealed a fully nude and shocking 3D model of her vagine. This was very strange. So I'm going to just read a little bit of this article. The 63-year-old singer teamed up with non-fungible token extraordinaire Beeple to create a series of X-rated graphics showing her fully nude and giving birth to butterflies, insects, and trees. Called Mother of Creation. The NFT collection, which will be sold for charity, also includes a 3D model of Madonna's vagine, which is on full display in cartoon form on the collection's highly and not safe for work website. I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity, Madonna said in a statement, noting that all works were conceived, get it, with a 3D scan. So she has her legs spread open, giving birth to a giant tree. So she is now a raw material girl.
Okay. The way my jaw drops. This is my first time seeing these, and I don't even know what to say. I mean, listen, if one thing Madonna's gonna do is she's gonna make you look at her vagina.
She's going to
make you look at her naked body.
Oh yeah,
okay?
And haven't we seen it?
Many times.
I don't know. I get, like, we saw your sex book. I mean, I remember being in high school seeing that, and I was like, all right.
I kind of want to track that book down. I feel like I've seen it on eBay.
It's a hardcover. It's like a metallic cover.
Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of like this outrageously priced thing. I don't know if I feel like I really need to.
Yeah.
So
also,
she, okay, go ahead.
If she has butterflies and look, she has, she has butterflies and robotic centipedes coming out of her vagina. Girl, go to a doctor.
What? Okay, you need to see somebody about
that. You need to see someone. And also, like...
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Wow, there it is. This idea of what is she doing? She's exploring creation or something
it's,
like that.
She's
or,
on her bullshit. You know, it's like
that is some bullshit. I feel like we know. I don't feel like you're doing anything other than the fact that it's an NFT.
Yeah.
This idea that I want to explore, you know, creation and how they, you know, things come out of a woman's vagina. Like, I don't know that that's anything that we haven't already sort of talked about and dissected. And
oh, well,
there have been other artists who have explored this in a much less
Bjork
disturbing
did.
Fashion.
Bjork was totally one of those mm-hmm. artists who, like, mm-hmm. you didn't have to, like, go. See, here's yeah. what she says. This is what's so funny, because this is, like, when you have to explain the art, mm-hmm. then I'm like, okay. So mm-hmm. she says, in a cold laboratory setting with no sign of life, an opening gives away to a branch that transforms into a full, vibrant tree. It pushes against gravity and flowers bloom. The tree may bend or even break, but it continues to recreate and flourish. This work features new text by Madonna.
Okay.
Oh, and then she says, the butterflies are a metaphor for the paradox that the world is burning down in a post-apocalyptic scene.
Girl.
Okay, Madonna.
Oh my God. I'm out. I'm done.
Okay, Madonna.
We can stop there.
We can stop with your
a
paradox butterflies.
For the paradox that the world is burning down. Okay.
I'm sorry. What?
A paradox. So it's the opposite. Okay. You know what? I'm not.
And
even
those
try
are butterflies.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
fine.
this is just weird. It's just like some weird, like, I don't know, this Whitney Cummings like sex robot thing that's happening. It's just very like. I mean, this is weird because she filters herself so much on Instagram that I'm like, yeah. Is that her?
Yeah, I mean, it very well could be her, honestly, given everything that we've seen, yeah, on her Instagram and TikToks and things like that. Yeah, I mean, again, Madonna is going to show you that snatch.
Yeah.
She's going to show it to you, and she's going to make it art, and you're going to deal with it, okay?
But no one wants to see Nana's hoo-ha.
You are going to deal with this 60-year-old vagina, okay?
I don't want to see
art,
a 63-year-old
And you're going to think about creation. I know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to, I mean, listen, I will be seeing a 63-year-old. Sooner rather than later.
Oh, it's coming up quick.
But yeah, it's coming
right,
see, oh,
when you
right
can
around the corner.
When you can see your own fate.
but I love that penis. Uh-huh. So it's a little bit different, I suppose. But I feel like I'm just tired of her like confronting me with her vagina. Like mm-hmm. we all loved it in the 90s for sure. She was definitely out there in a way that maybe other artists weren't.
Yeah.
But at this point, girl.
Am I getting he-too'd?
What do you mean? He
like,
too.
Like, you know, it's like, here it is. Bah! I'm like, I didn't ask to see this. Jesus, Madonna. Like, there it is. Look at it.
Yeah, I don't feel like anybody, there are some people that want this, right? Don't you feel like there are maybe some older gays who are going to maybe be into this?
You know what?
On some level.
The gays are just like, it's not just the gays. I will just say like, this will pop up or something, you know, with Britney Spears, who is a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm. But like, and I'll look at the comments and it's just like, yes, queen, work,
mm-hmm.
own it, sis. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. stop encouraging mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, no, don't encourage her. Don't encourage
like,
her.
What have you done? Encourage, what have you done?
Encourage that music. And I understand that she's, you know, she's an artist and she likes
yes.
to express herself. I, you know, it's not like I'm telling her, well, no, I am telling her to stop doing this. I don't want her to do this anymore. But you know what? It's all going to charity. Is it the same? I really can't. I really cannot with that tree. It's like, so someone planted the seed in you, get
the
it?
Art, the art, the
And
craft.
Then it came, oh, mm. so there's the, mm-hmm. huh, wow. Anyway, yeah,
Nature
I don't.
Nature will ultimately win in the end. That's
sure.
what she says.
Okay, great.
We can destroy Mother Earth all we want to, but in the end, nature will find a way. Okay.
You know, her children are like,
yeah, I'm like, are you
again.
Jeff Goldblum in again. Jurassic Park? We get it. I don't know.
Mom's showing her vagina again.
I know.
Mom's
I get
doing it.
It
again.
I get it. Be free and it's your body for sure.
Absolutely.
But like,
but this is a little much for me. I will not be purchasing. I'm glad that it's all going to is it the same charity that Machine Gun Kelly's
probably
manicure is
yeah.
going to? Since we're doing things for charity these days.
Wait, do we have? Okay. Can we play that? Can we play that video right there? Is that like playable? Do we want to play it?
I mean, I feel like we need to see. Oh,
okay.
We have to deal with
this
first.
Yeah.
We'll cut all this out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm out. No.
I was there in the beginning, and I was the spirit of love. Now I am sober.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh,
I don't need your bloody centipedes coming out. No. No.
I yearn for happiness. I ask for help.
You should ask for help.
Well,
wow.
I mean, won't be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the night terrors, Madonna. Yeah, I didn't realize I was watching an episode of Fear Factor.
That was really, that was upsetting. There's music.
Oh, what do we have playing?
And now a music break.
Yeah. Hey. And this is her new single.
Oh yeah, that's just
worms
bad.
Worms coming out of me. I've got worms coming out.
Yeah, no, that was disturbing.
That was dirty,
and,
is what it was.
You know, I don't want anything to do with that.
No. Good luck with your NFTs, Madonna.
Good luck.
It's a no for me.
Yep.
But
good luck
speaking
to those
of dirty.
Too. Yes. Speaking
I loved Madonna. I loved Madonna in the 80s.
Of course.
Loved her in the 90s.
I love Madonna as a cultural icon, but
yeah.
What she has been doing lately, from this to the ass and to the face and everything, it's, I don't know. I guess I kind of thought that she would age.
We all did.
A little bit more gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because she was all about, no, mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. No, no, no,
mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. Yep. This is not Encanto. This is not the Encanto I signed up for.
No.
No.
We don't talk about
Madonna. All right. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns, stress, changes, grief, moments of growth, and moments where we feel like we're just taking a few steps back. And it's important to show up for yourself through all of the struggles that life can bring. BetterHelp Online Therapy is here for the twists and turns and will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This pandemic has really pushed us through our limits of mental health, and it's always good to not be afraid and pick up the phone and talk with someone. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online, and the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/just. That's 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/just. Let's go into another type of dirty.
Let's move on, please.
Yes, the iconic movie Dirty Dancing,
one of my faves,
yes, is coming back and getting a sequel. Which I thought
a sequel.
They already had one called Havana Nights.
They did.
So I guess this is not. This is 35 years in the making.
One. Okay,
Dirty Dancing is coming back with Jennifer Grey playing the character Baby, of course.
Uh-huh.
This got confirmed back in 2020, but now further details have emerged, including when it'll arrive in cinemas. Jennifer Grey is starring in it and serving as an EP on it.
Excellent.
I'm excited.
Yeah, there's a question mark on the end of that because it's meant to be a sequel, so it's probably her and Johnny's daughter. Johnny, obviously, you know, Patrick Swayze has passed. So
R.I.P.
Probably, R.I.P. So maybe this is their daughter and she's having her own sexy summer where she's learning to do the lifts.
So what year was that? So that was in the 60s?
Right.
Was probably going to take place in the 80s, maybe?
Oh, that's a good point. Unless it's today, because maybe she has a grown... Because how old was she supposed to be in that movie?
I think she was like 16. It was like weird. Remember? Okay. That was like the only movie about like abortion.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Wasn't it an abortion
that's
movie?
That's right. And it took me many years to understand what was going on.
Same. I know.
But yeah, so maybe it's that. Or maybe she's opened her own dance studio. I don't know. I don't know where we could... What else of that story that needs to be told?
I think I know what's going to happen. Happen.
Tell me.
I think they're going to incorporate Patrick Swayze in it somehow, like to give him a little nod or a tribute or
of
something.
Course, yes.
I think she's going to have a son.
Mm.
And that son,
Johnny Jr.
Johnny Jr. might be gay.
Ooh. Oh.
And want to be like in the dance studio of, you know, whatever town they're in. And she's going to help him, like, go through, you know, being bullied in school and rising to the occasion.
Can we get you in this film?
Oh, my God. I would
can
totally
we get
be,
you in
I can
this
be Patrick
movie?
Swayze's, like, brother, and I'm like, hey.
Hey.
Sorry I wasn't at camp all those years ago.
But I'm here now.
But I'm here now.
And I'm here to...
And I will be your... I will be my nephew's mentor.
Yes. Very good.
And we'll do He's Like the Wind.
Yes. Through my tree. Oh, I love that song. I'm happy for Jennifer Grey. She has a book that just came out, like a memoir.
Oh, yeah?
She has a memoir, and she's just, you know, talking about her life, talking about the movie, talking about the nose job.
I think it's called Babies Out of the Corner.
Something like that.
Yeah. So yeah, they're doing
at the corner and on your bookshelf.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. Here we go. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Through Coralie, has always Coralie. I fell in love with the characters, new and old. The world of 1990s Cat Stills.
Nineties. So we're gonna be in the '90s.
Well, I guess so. I mean, if she's going with her real age.
Yeah. That makes sense.
90s hip hop.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to collaborate with Jennifer to bring this beautiful story of summer and romance dancing to a generation of new fans. To the longtime ones, I promise will not ruin your childhood. We will tackle the assignment with sophistication, ambition, and above all,
90s hip hop. So if I am going to see a movie with Jennifer Grey and 90s hip hop, if she's not attempting to pop and lock, I don't want it.
Yeah, like what songs are going to be featured? I mean, okay.
Like 90s hip hop is a very, first of all, that was like the best era of hip hop
really
in
was.
My opinion. So I'm really trying to figure out, wait, the world of 1990s Casco and the music from the original movie to 90s hip hop. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it might just be like, these are the breaks while someone's like walking to their car. It may not be that. That's actually 80s.
Or maybe like Aaliyah. Maybe there'll be like a little bit of Aaliyah.
Sure, a little bit of R&B there.
Oh, Mary J. Blige.
Maybe some like TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Would be kind of fun.
Will there be Monifa?
Ooh, a little Monifa.
Ooh, Monifa, will you turn me out? Can you really wanna touch it? Do you really wanna fuss with me tonight? Oh, that was the best.
Yep.
And what was one? Because I will be a freak until the day.
Oh my God, Adina Howard. Adina Howard. Boom, boom.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe they'll have some of that R&B flavor as well. Because I'm just trying to imagine. So this is like the Catskills, but the 90s.
Yeah, but is it also
hip-hop?
Just Jennifer Grey being like, turn down that racket.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Her doing the robot and...
I'm cool too, Cam.
Yeah, baby. She goes by woman now.
Yeah. She goes by woman now. Know your place. She's referred to as woman.
That's right.
But so I'm all about that. I hope that we get to smell the sweet success of that film once it comes out. Did you see this transition
nice.
Coming? That was really good.
Very nice. Very clever.
I mentioned Billie Eilish earlier with her dead face. I want to talk about this now. I am a huge... Are you a big, like, fragrance person?
I love fragrance.
Do you have a specific one?
I have so many. Currently, I'm wearing, like, right now, I'm actually wearing this fragrance that's, like, a black woman-owned brand called Uni by Javonta Roberts. It's, like, my favorite fragrance ever, but I love fragrances.
Me too.
I have, like, 100 of them.
Oh. Yeah,
so I'm big into them.
I'm that gay. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I'm like, fragrances, like, one of my favorite brands is called Commodity.
Yeah, what are you wearing these days? Are you wearing it today?
I signed up for... Yes, I am. Uh-huh. This is... This is Rain by Commodity, and they have one called Book, which I love. And then they have, I mean, it's a really good brand. They discontinued, they just recently came back. So I'm like, yay. But I sign up for this subscription
to a fragrance box.
To scent, it's called Scentbird. And so every month they send me like a different little vial, and I love it. And I've had that for like years now.
Really?
But yes, I love fragrances. I'm just that person. I love a good smoky fragrance. I love a good like clean, wispy. Coastal grandma fragrance.
Coastal grandma,
But it came out that Billie Eilish has a fragrance.
And if we
could see the bottle, it's that right there. Yes. So she has a fragrance.
There's that dead
and it's
face.
Called Eilish.
By Billie Eilish.
By Billie Eilish.
Cool bottle.
Now, the bottle's really cool.
Very
the bottle's
cool.
got some. Some poot on it.
I swear to God, that was the other thing that was making me laugh so hard. You said
poot. I mean, Billie, that's the only way I can describe them. Like they are like
nice,
Victorian woman.
She has
breasts.
She has heaving bosoms.
Yeah. Yes, and
beautiful.
I'm like
beautiful woman. Yeah,
beautiful. Right. Mm-hmm.
But that bottle, that bottle is something else.
It's cool.
Very cool.
Now, I saw this and I was like, okay, what's it smell like? And it says in the description, vanilla, soft spices, and cocoa.
Okay.
Sleek woods and musk leave a lasting impression that is warm, sensual, and powerfully you.
Oh my goodness.
I wasn't thinking it was going to be this. I thought it was going to be like angst, you know, like a little bit of like punk, maybe like a Hot Topic kind of
Sure,
like
yeah.
But I'm
flaming hot Cheetos.
Something, yeah, like Hot Pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Left in the microwave overnight.
Exactly.
Something
kind of
like
mildly like sort of depressing kind of situation. But no, it's giving us sweet. It's giving us sensual.
Yeah.
It's giving us, you know,
grown Eilish. Now this is I had to look this up because then I was like, so what are the top like celebrity fragrances? And here's a list. I don't know if you've heard any of them. I don't know if these are in order. Fenty by Rihanna.
I want to get that because if there's any celebrity I want to smell like, it's Rihanna.
Right? I want to know.
When they leaked what perfume that she likes to wear, I went out and bought it.
Because that's how I feel. Like when I meet like celebrities and stuff, I'm like, it's kind of weird because like when I met Brad Pitt, like shook his hand and everything and I was like, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, yeah, sure, come on. Like, he came to one of the shows I was performing at. And, like, I had my arm around him, and I was like, because I want to know, what does Brad Pitt smell like? And it was clean, it was musky. I was like, okay, cool. Oh. And I feel like as a person who loves scent, I'm like, what does Brad Pitt smell like?
Yeah, what does he smell like?
So I'm like, okay, what does Rihanna smell like? This is God is a Woman by Ariana Grande.
Sure.
Which smells like whistle tones and lavender. I mean, everyone's loving it.
Sure.
We've got Hue by Hayley Kiyoko.
Who's that?
She is. Hayley, I think she's a singer.
Kiyoko? Okay.
Yeah.
A singer.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a musky. Yeah. I don't like other notes. When it says other notes, I'm
It's like
Scent from Above by Dolly Parton.
Now we love Dolly. So
I love it because
smells like
the bottle looks really cheap. Come on, look at that. It's like that's the butterfly that flew out of Madonna's hoo-ha.
It is. Yeah. It is. Is that where it went?
It's a paradox. Okay, Madonna, get out of here. We have Cher.
Eau de Couture.
I mean, that looks like a Sephora like dream.
Yes.
This right here.
Right.
Blows me away. KKW by Kendall Jenner
Olive. Does it smell like olives?
So the gag is, that's when it starts. So this was clearly written by a gay man.
So the gag
People really love KKW fragrances, and for good reason. Kim makes good stuff, but these Kendall scents, it's an olive, an olive smell. This one is so good, all caps.
Okay. I have a Kim Kardashian fragrance. I forget what it's called. Something fig or something like that. I don't know. No. Something iris. Night iris or something.
Ooh.
It smells amazing.
I love that.
It smells amazing. I have to say, it smells really, really good.
This bitch right here, my
Trixie
friend.
Trixie Mattel,
this is my girl, Plastic by Trixie Mattel.
Good for her.
So, I mean, this, I remember when she came out with this. I haven't smelled it, but apparently everyone's like, it looks really like cheesy and you know,
I like how it's ages 3+.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the whole. I mean, I was like, this is just gonna smell like
baby.
Old drag pads and eyelashes. But no, everyone loves it. Jennifer Aniston.
It's gonna smell like Hamburger Mary's. Like after the second show.
Oh, like in the bathroom that constantly plays ABBA. Yeah. That haunted ABBA bathroom.
That's what it's gonna smell like.
Promise by J Lo.
Okay, J Lo fragrances. When she came out with Glow, I feel like that was her first fragrance. Mm-hmm. I wore that fragrance for years. I
got really?
So many compliments. I would buy it again. I love that fragrance. I just love, because I like soft, powdery, clean smells.
Okay.
So that's very much what that is. So I would certainly wear like Glow by J-Lo.
See,
today.
I was like.
But now this is some other perfume that she has. Promise.
Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of Pleasures by Estee Lauder in high school when I was straight. And also Issey Miyake. And I'm trying to remember.
Issey Miyake makes beautiful fragrance.
Oh, it's so good. Beautiful. And then of course, we have this one by Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, it smells like orange or something.
Okay.
I mean, get it.
All right, that's fine.
So yeah, I was like, I loved a good,
Tilda
I love
Swinton.
You know, Calvin Klein, all those. I want everyone just to smell good.
I want them all to smell good.
Because
as
at this party I went to on a Sunday night after DragCon,
yeah,
it was in Silver Lake, and everyone smelled like onions.
Oh, that sounds like Silver Lake.
It was just
Lake.
Not deodorant. I like clean. Put on deodorant. I like a natural musk.
What would be your fragrance?
If
we had Justin by Justin Martin. Oh my God. What would the notes be?
It would be a bust of just my head from here up. So you're getting this hair.
You get the hair.
And then you spray it from the hair. And it would smell like, it would probably smell like, probably like a fire pit, like a smoky tobacco, a light patchouli, Tonka vibe.
Yes, the Tonka bean.
With a little bit of like maybe like a bergamot.
Oh, wow.
I haven't thought of this.
Not
but
at
something
all.
Something just a little, like a little sweet, maybe like a cashmere, like a, maybe a soft vanilla
that
or something.
That sounds amazing. Could it be unisex? Though?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, because I love unisex fragrances. I could see that.
And it would be
when
called like,
fire pit.
This bitch by Justin Martindale.
Whisper.
Yeah.
This bitch.
Who smells good? This bitch. Yeah, I just walk back and I'm like, leave me alone, I'm a person. Like an old Calvin Klein obsession ad.
Right, exactly. Like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Yeah, very Christina Aguilera, beautiful, beginning of beautiful.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Look at me. Don't look at me. Well, here's somebody who wants to be seen
speaking
at
of
all
this bitch.
Time. Speaking of this bitch. Here's a segment I like to call This Bitch. Julia Fox. Remember her? Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
She went to the grocery store shopping in her underwear.
Oh
I mean,
God.
And this is the thing. We talked about it in the early part of this podcast. People are just doing whatever they want.
Yeah, she's trying to keep that momentum going. Listen, I've been following Julia Fox on Instagram for years, like way before the Kanye, way before she was sort of in the zeitgeist like this. So this is, but this is very on brand for her. This is very much her to do some kind of stunt like this. Does she actually go in the grocery store or does she just do the pictures?
But here's the thing. I get this. This does not shock me.
Okay.
I mean, you always see in the front of the store, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
No service, right.
Are they though? Like,
I mean, she's got shoes and a shirt on. So
this is what she said. She said, "I just think that if it's socially acceptable at the beach, it should be acceptable everywhere." She's
okay.
not wrong.
She's not wrong,
and it's not offensive. I'm not like, oh my God, what is she? I mean, clearly, you're not going to go into like an Albertsons or whatever in Oklahoma like
right,
this.
Right,
but I mean,
right.
like if you're in like Laguna or Malibu or something like that, I'm like, yeah, of course, no one's going to say anything. But
it's really more about the attention seekingness of it that feels a little, because I feel like a photo shoot in that way, of course, you know, if you're just like going to the grocery, it's like everyone always talks about like, oh, you could wear this to the grocery store. But like, that's a thing that people say. Where am I going to wear this? At the grocery store. But you're not actually going to wear it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think she just kind of took that that a little bit too literally, but we're talking about it. Her body looks great. She's continuing this moment that she's having. So, okay, trying to get that Calvin Klein sponsorship, huh, girl? Because I feel like, is that Calvin Klein?
Maybe, yeah. It looks like it, but also
they might come calling.
They might. And I'm very, you mentioned moment, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I get this moment, but I'm mm-hmm. so confused by this moment because I'm just like, okay. Yeah. I'm like in, like the whole like,
I think it's
like Uncut Gems.
I think it's just to create. It's just a moment. It's for buzz. It's to keep her in the news cycle.
Well, speaking of someone who we can't get rid of in our daily news cycle, I know it's been maybe like 3 hours since we've heard about this person, but Kim Kardashian. God, I mean, my God. So she just graced the Kim suit, because sure, the Sports Illustrated swimsoot edition.
That's the next business idea.
God, I know. So Kim Kardashian is one of the models on this year's swimsuit edition, the mm-hmm. highly coveted cover. Mm-hmm. She's joined by Sierra. She's joined by Elon Musk's mom. And
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Elon Musk's mother? Mm-hmm. Is she a model or a celebrity? Or
she's Elon Musk's mom.
Oh, I mean, who am I to judge? I'm here because I'm Bill Burr's wife. You know what? I really need to be quiet. Me and Elon Musk's mom need to sit next to each other.
Oh, my God.
We're really operating on the same wavelength of nepotism. So let me be quiet.
You know, he took her to the Met Gala.
Yes, Elon Musk's mom.
Yes.
He's trying to create a moment for his mother, which is like the least he could do
as
in like an evil South African billionaire.
I mean, my God.
That's the least he can do. It's at least, elevate his mom a little bit.
So we had Elon Musk's mom and then a model, Yumi Nu.
Uh-huh.
And so...
But Kim was on the cover.
Kim was on the cover because, of course.
Yes.
And people are saying that her hair is too perfect.
Uh-huh.
She's a Photoshop champ.
Uh-huh.
Everyone on Twitter is saying, like, she's unblemished. She's this immaculate hairline. It's not real.
Let me just tell you a personal story.
There she is.
So I've met Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I've met her, and I've had a conversation with her where we were this far apart. She looks perfect.
Yeah.
It's literally how she looks on screen, on Instagram. It's how she looks in life. So absolutely, she is too perfect. Everything is symmetrical. Her eyebrows are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyelashes, everything is symmetrical. Everything is like flawless. But yeah, that's kind of her thing. I mean, she's not going for relatability, and I don't really feel like anyone should expect that of her. But I have to say, I was struck at how, I think she's beautiful, so I'm not one to like trash her or anything like that. But she was like unsettlingly perfect.
Wow.
It was really quite remarkable. It was like, wow. It was, yeah. It was weird.
Get
beautiful,
to work.
But weird.
You need to get to work and do the fucking work.
Get my fucking ass up and work.
Meanwhile, I'm also like, when you have like doctors like that, she's also missing her belly button in that picture.
Yes. Wait, isn't that her belly button right there?
That's
isn't
not
that
a belly
the
button.
Hole right there? That's her belly button.
That's
isn't
Madonna's
it?
Vagina.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was confused as well.
Oh, there goes those butterflies.
Yeah, there goes those butterflies. So, yes.
Of course. She's going to,
she looks great. I'm like, is this a surprise? No.
She's not going to look like you or I on the cover. Like, it's just not. But if I was on the cover of, you better airbrush and Photoshop the fuck out of me.
I do not want to look human.
I don't want to look human at all.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to recognize me. I want people to be like, that's Nia.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's what I'm going for.
Give me duck lips, dead eyes, give me all of the trends, give me like hollow, give me corpse cheekbones, mm-hmm, all of, mm-hmm, like that's what I want.
Just a sunken,
swollen
moment.
Mess.
But this is also Sports Illustrated, so it's like, this is not really, again, this is not, I don't know, name a magazine with regular people in it. They don't exist.
No.
So
I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Say it.
I just think it kind of like, downgrades the importance of the swimsuit issue. I don't know. Like they, you know what I mean? Like I feel like Beyonce was on the cover. Mm-hmm. We've had like, you know, like Elle McPherson and Christie Brinkley and like these supermodels. Like, and then it's like Kim Kardashian. I'm like, okay, of course.
Well, because she's, because she's been everywhere and she's in everything. Like, so it doesn't feel as exciting or like, wow, groundbreaking.
Yes, right.
It's more just like, she's on another cover.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yep. No, I get it.
But
I totally
now
get
I feel
it.
Like this guy, Jordan Peterson.
Oh, this motherfucker.
I feel like a guy who's just like, this is hashtag not my swimsuit. Magazine.
Oh my God.
He was saying that one of the cover girls I mentioned earlier, Yumi Nu, is not beautiful.
Has he seen his face?
I mean, my God.
Has he looked in the mirror?
He went on Twitter and said, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that.
Nobody cares, okay, Jordan Peterson, about what you think or what gives you a boner. Like, nobody cares.
Exactly. And I'm like, wow, you're like really going out of your way to like, this is what I have to say.
Yeah, for what? No one cares.
I do a podcast. It's entertainment. It's like my opinion, whatever. I get it. I understand it. But like when you go out of your way to like,
to be like, no,
attack
this
someone
person's
on Twitter,
not beautiful.
She's
like,
not. Your name is Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, go sit down somewhere. Also, I mean, he is not exactly the most handsome man in the world. No one's looking for his topless swimsuit cover anytime soon.
I mean, I'll Google it when I get home.
Yeah, so he can kindly shut the fuck up.
But here is someone who is not will be in a bathing suit anytime soon. Oh. And then we have to wrap up. And I have to have you back on because like we've just had so much fun.
Yes.
It's already been like we've already been on for like an hour. It's been
whirlwind.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's been a whirlwind. Yes.
This woman is the world's oldest woman. She turned 128 and credits her good health on Fresh Diet.
Yes, of course.
Do you ever look through social media and see that there's always a world's oldest person?
Yeah. It's like another world's oldest person. So obviously that person wasn't the... I know, it's very... Also, but like, God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be 128.
No!
For what? Everyone in my life is dead.
Yeah, she looks like a pickled mummy. She's like already like out of the get-go. This woman.
I mean, you know, I don't. Everyone that I remotely care about is dead.
Yeah.
All my friends are dead. All of my husbands or whatever. Everyone's gone. Maybe I've got my great whatever grand, but they've got me in a corner in a home somewhere, and they trot me out when it's my birthday. But it's like, for the love, like, please God, take me now
and put her in a Burger King crown. And
I know they could have given her a better crown than that.
Nobody wants to see those sequence
granny.
Of numbers and balloons.
Okay,
like I
as
see
a reminder,
I want to see 12. I want to see 18. I want to see 21.
28.
I want to see 82. 28.
Yep.
Not 128.
I don't want to go in the triple digits at all. I have no desire. Everyone's like, I want to like live forever. For what? Everyone else will be dead. There's nothing for you. No one cares about you. There's nothing. You're not able to do anything fun. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Shit yourself? I don't know.
Does she even know that she's 128, poor thing?
I want someone to not even tiptoe into my bedroom. Like, you can full stomp. Grab a pillow
and
put it over my head and just go,
it's over for me. It's done.
Don't look at me.
Well,
but she credits her, she's from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
She credits her long life to her upbringing on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
She celebrated her birthday this week, according to the UK. She displayed papers that prove she was born in 1894.
Oh my God.
Throughout her lifetime, she's lived through two world wars, mm-hmm. apartheid, mm-hmm. colonialism. Mm-hmm. She was the oldest out of 12 children, mm-hmm. Raised on a maize farm in Mazibuko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she says that her long life is due to a diet of fresh spinach and milk.
That's it. All for 128. That's all she ate.
Spinach and milk.
Spinach and milk. Well, I mean, you know, let's try it.
I'm cutting spinach and milk out of my diet now.
No, she didn't have, so I guess she was up out on a farm. So she's eating a lot of like fresh, non-GMO. She doesn't, you know. She maybe has like a better diet, obviously, or maybe she's just lucky. I don't know, but I'm happy for her. I don't know that you could ever have a conversation with her.
That's so much.
That's a lot. That's way too much. But. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
to you.
Yo broad.
Yo broad.
Yo, oh my spinach God. Milk eating.
You spinach milk eating old bitch. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I hope she got
birthday.
Her Smuckers shout out
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, yeah, this has been a delight.
Yes.
A
thank
treasure.
You for having me.
You have to come back on because we have so much more to talk about that we didn't talk about.
There's so much more for us to get into. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into it next time. But thank you for having
me. Of course. And where can people follow you and stuff?
They can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Nia's Alter Ego.
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep up with my shenanigans. Even though I'm at my, in terms of my shenanigans, they're not that many. I'm trying to create like a more curated Instagram. Have you done this, or are you just kind of like throwing it up there?
I just throw shit up there. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to do something.
I'll do like
cool.
a story, but that's really it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't post as much as I should. I do a lot of stories, but I'm trying to like make it more like interesting. Maybe I need to have butterflies flying out of my vagina.
That's
regardless,
a start. That
regardless,
is a start.
Still follow me.
Mm-hmm. Just start small like that.
Yes,
and
just
then
start small.
You need to curate the paradox.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Indeed.
All right. So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And tell Bill hello.
I will.
And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
On Just Saying.